Back from another break. This time it was Holy Week. I know it seems like the show is taking a ton of vacations in this 2022, but I, you know, everybody took a break come Holy Week. Nice to be back on the show. It is a Thursday, my part of the world, wherever you are. Good morning, good evening, whatever, again. It is the 21st of April, and I've got a returning guest who has her own podcast. Well, she hosts the show with another girl, and they're under Viva. You know, our relationship with Viva is very good because they always supply us with guests here on the show, and they always have through the years, so it's nice to cultivate that. But I guess Viva's into podcasting, too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. Please welcome back on the podcast after so many years, Tina Wells, along with her co-host as well, Amanda Calling. They do the podcast called Be Witches. Hello, ladies. Thanks for being on GTWM. Hello.
Hi, Mo. It's good to see you again.
Yeah. Hey, Tina, you've been here several times, and this was during the TV 5 days.
Yes.
I mean, I've never met you, but, you know, TV 5 was the ones they were scheduling all our guests to come in and stuff, and you came by a couple of times, I think even on an Alex episode, right?
Yeah, I did. A couple of times, and then some of with your co-host when you're not around. Yeah. And, yeah, the fun times was with you, Mo, because you just put something in my frequency, and until now, people are asking me about it.
What
people
did I do?
Like, we had an interview. This is like 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
And you kind of like make me say something, but I didn't say something. You made me guess something. It's about me sleeping with an NBA star.
You fucking, hold on. So you did sleep with an NBA player?
I didn't say yes. I didn't say yes, but people assume.
Okay.
People assume.
I don't remember.
I didn't deny it, though. I didn't deny it. You Black Mamba. Do you remember saying that?
Wait. Okay, so clearly now we're talking Kobe. All right, so here's the thing. Okay, wow. This is starting off with a bang here.
Because until now, people are asking me about it. My TikTok was blasting because of that. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, I heard it from Good Times with Mo a few years ago, blah, blah, blah. It's confirmed. I didn't deny anything. I didn't say yes to anything. I'm just like, okay, people, assume. Thank you, Mo.
Okay, all right, hold on. We're going to get to the bottom of this, though, at some point through the night then, because this is a big one. Now, obviously, I mean, when you see Kobe, when you hear Kobe's name, it's a different tone now, right, from what it used to be. Because of what has happened. But when I remember Kobe's name being brought up a couple of times on not just this show, but even on the television show when I was on Showbiz Central, and there was always two girls attached to it, and I completely forgot that you were one of them. And the other one is a friend of my wife who's on the show tonight. She's listening. She's in Manila. She's on her way back here. One of them is Michelle Madrigal. Right? Who we're friends. I mean, I guess you know the story too. The two of you have been linked.
I saw her, I know, dancing in Kobe Bryant's table.
I don't think it's Michelle though, isn't it? Is it Michelle?
It wasn't Era for sure. And okay. I was with Michelle.
It was Michelle, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so confused.
Okay,
Okay,
so I was with Michelle a couple of weeks ago here in the US, and I was kind of a little nervous, and she said she was going to come on the show. Maybe we can have her on next week since we're talking about it. It'll be a little timely, right?
She's divorced. She's getting a divorce or something.
I think she's getting divorced. Shit. You know, listen, when we the Michelle stuff, we'll talk about with Michelle next week, okay? And maybe my wife can join because they're friends. But I was a little worried about meeting Michelle a couple weeks ago because of the Kobe thing. And I completely forgot, Tina, that you're the other girl in the Kobe little scandal.
My name is always included at Michelle's name also. And do you know what they put in the news? They're like, two girls had threesome with Kobe Bryant. It's me and Michelle.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, fuck it. All right, hold on. Before we get to any of these calls, Tina, so many years has gone by. I mean, it's been so long since the Kobe thing. Can we clear it now? and this is not a TV show. Like, the TV 5 show is TV 5. I mean, it was still a TV show. This one's a podcast.
Oh,
you have your own fucking podcast, and you're talking about relationships in your podcast. You're talking about women, you know, modernized women, all that stuff. This is all biographical. Meaning, there should be no chismis element to it. It's, you know, you're just going to tell the story of your life.
You know what? When our interview happened, and like, well, I don't lie. It's just that I don't always say 100%. It's like I rather shut my mouth than lie.
Okay.
So when that happened, it's like it triggers everything, and people assume so much, and it's because it's Kobe. Everybody links it to, you know, it's like, oh my God, NBA, blah 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 blah. And I got so much shit about it also because they were like, ah, she's lying. It's cap. It never happened. That never happened. So I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't talk about it. It's not something that I'm proud of. Oh, yeah, I did that, whatever. It's not something like that. It's just like, it's an experience.
But we can talk about things we're not proud of all the time. There's a ton of things I'm not proud of. It is part of the journey of life.
Exactly.
So
it's just that I don't want to come to people and like, hey, I did this, I did that. Like, I know.
Listen, if maybe 50% of the people are just going to read the quote and not hear the story. Maybe, right? Maybe the other 50% will hear it here. I don't even know if it's wrong to talk about it, but so many years have gone by. Okay?
And then people will be saying, oh yeah, she's saying this now.
No, she's dead, and she wants to tap, or whatever.
Dina, you should make your experience. You should turn it into an NFT because now no one else can have that experience. I feel bad for saying that right now.
It's like this, man. I'm going to say it again. While back in the day, Tina, fine, get school. We lived in a showbiz world wherein if you said anything, you were kiss and tell. If you did this, you know, you're trying to do this. Now, I think in the modern times, biography is biography. This is my life. This is what I've done. These are the highlights. These are the lowlights. These are the regrets. These are the things I'm proud of. It's a bit more acceptable, I think, to talk about your experiences. I think. Okay, I think.
I dare you, Tina. I dare you.
Amanda, shut up.
Not many girls in the world can say they've slept with Kobe, but it's not.
I've never admitted it yet.
Okay, all right. Why haven't you admitted it? Is it because of all the things you just said? You just don't want the attention attached?
Yeah, I just don't want the attention. I just don't want people to talk about it. It's like, it's not that, I mean, it's not a big deal for me. He is just another dick. It's not like, oh my God, it's Kobe. Like, I'm not a basketball fan. I told you this before. I was 22 that time, 21, 22. I'm not a basketball fan. I just met a superstar. That's what happened in my world at that time.
You knew who he was.
I knew who he was. But for a girl who's not a fan of basketball, I'm not starstruck. That's it.
Of course. Because it's the ignorance thing, right? I'm ignorant to how great and how the fanfare is. In that sense, I know the face, I know that he's famous, but I don't really know the gravity of the fame because you're not a fan of the sport. I know, 100%. Yeah. And you can say that about, like, I mean, listen, if you met BTS right now, I can only pick out maybe three of them. I don't know the other, if there's four or seven. I don't even know how many there are in the fucking group, but I understand the gravity of their influence. I understand the gravity of their superstardom.
And even if I meet them, I'm not going to sleep with any of them. I'm not attracted to any of them.
Well, I mean, maybe they're not your type.
They're like brothers.
Okay, so let me ask, were you attracted to him, Tina?
He is guapo. But okay, I'm going to say something like how we met. We met at a club. The club was shut down. It was like a private event. And then I was with just a girlfriend. And just imagine a 21, 22-year-old me, super freaking hot and innocent and whatever. And then I went to a club. This hot black guy's giving me attention. I wasn't paying any attention to them. Kasi nga, first of all, I don't care. I'm kind of like scared to talk to guys at that moment. Like, just leave me alone. That's my thing.
Who invited you to a private Kobe club event?
Okay, this is so funny. Nobody knows that this place is shut down for a private Kobe event. They're just letting in hot girls.
Chicks, right, because they're hot NBA chicks. Stars. Right, that's
basically
what they
no men are allowed to go in. So just like girls, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and then when I got there, the club is kind of like empty.
It's literally
so
them.
You were gonna go. You were going to go to the club anyway. That's what you were going to
do. Yeah,
okay.
That's the point. And then it's just accident that, oh my God, they have a private event there and then might as well go. We didn't know who's there. And then when we got in the club, yeah, there's like his entourage was like paying attention to me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were like inviting us to go up to the VIP because he was there. I don't want to come. Like two times they went down to invite us to go up. And at that time, I'm really like keen to going out, but I'm not keen to talking to guys, getting drinks and stuff.
Is that real? Everybody says, you know, when you ask every showbiz person, I didn't really, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like that's what's happening. So I realize now superstars don't give them freaking attention. They would go to you because that's what happened to me. I ignore the entourage. I ignore everybody. I didn't know who's there and stuff. And he saw me from the second floor and he looked up and he was like, hey, come up here. I didn't know who it is. Hindi ko pa rin siya kilala.
Okay,
like,
wait. Time on. If you don't know the guy, if you don't know the guy and you have no excitement towards the attention, you have no star
at
factor.
At this point, I didn't know him.
That's fine. Okay. How do you sleep with a guy if you are not wowed by any of that? The very first day.
This is the first time that we met, huh? I went up when he was the one who went down and introduced himself. Like, hey, I'm Kobe and blah, blah, blah. That's when I'm like, ding.
Okay,
oh
yeah,
my
I know
God,
that name.
This is the superstar. Yeah, I know that name. Okay. And blah, blah, blah. Right. And he was like being nice. I was like, and he was like, I asked my friends to come and see you and ask you to come up with us two times. You didn't want to go. So I'm here inviting you personally. And dun ako naging marupok. And I was like, okay, let's go. I went up. Uh-huh. He was being a gentleman. He is super nice. Yeah. He's the one serving me drinks. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. He wants to get in my pants. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So he's like being like super good, super gentleman. And they want to move their after party to their hotel. And then that's like what happened.
That's when
I saw everyone. Okay. I saw a lot of girls.
Any other famous girls there that night?
I can't even remember the other sister. See Michelle. I can't even remember her there. That's why I'm like, it's impossible for me and her to have a threesome with him because
she was not there.
I didn't remember.
So you didn't have a threesome?
No.
No threesome.
That didn't happen. Voila.
Okay, all right. So how does he pick you as the girl to take to the room when it comes down to that? From all the girls. Like you said you get there, there's, I don't know how many hundreds of girls. I don't know how many girls there are, right? But they move the party from the club to the hotel. Is it the hotel room or the hotel lobby?
It's like a penthouse. It's like,
okay, so how many girls then now in the penthouse?
Maybe probably around 40, 50 girls walking around.
40, 50, 21-year-old hot chicks walking around. How does he pick you to take to the room?
So what happened? We went.
Unless he's going through all the girls, and then it was just your turn.
No, well, maybe he did that in a couple of days, but this night he was like spending the whole time with me. From the club, we were like sat to a car together, going to the to his hotel and stuff. Oh my God, Mo, you're making me say everything. I knew this was gonna happen. I'm
biographical.
Just waiting for the right time.
Biographical. 5 years later, 6 years later, however long it's take, Tina Wells has returned. Amanda, we'll get to your promises.
I apologize. When we got there, when we got to room, yeah, it was like a huge, it's like a penthouse somewhere.
Of course. Yeah, right.
His entourage was there, you know, guapo black guys also, chocolate man, and him being guapo and all that jazz. How did I got his attention? I wasn't paying attention to him. I wasn't there to fuck him. I don't have any mission.
But
I don't have any intention.
At some point, you decide to fuck him.
Yeah.
where's that turn? Yun yung sinasabi ko kanina, no, 'di ba?
Okay,
kailan nangyari yung okay, wala akong pakialam, di ko naman siya kilala as in the superstar. Kilala ko yung pangalan, kilala ko yung sikat siya, but hindi naman, it's not that I am wowed. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not wowed and if you're ignoring him and if you have no intentions, when do you go, okay, I'm going to have sex with him?
Okay, so we were at the the room. Everyone's partying. I see most of the girls trying to get his attention, trying to wow him and stuff. It was really a fun party. And then I was just sitting by the piano. This is how it started. I was sitting by the piano. I wasn't really I'm being friendly to everyone. I'm actually more accommodating to other girls because I don't want them to think na parang I'm here to fucking ruin the party or something So I was just sitting there drinking my drink and stuff. And he always comes to me. He sat sa piano with me playing the piano. I was like, hey, are you having fun? Blah, blah. I was like, yeah, it's a cool party, whatever. And then he was like, do you want to go to my room? I'm going to show you some of the collections I have or whatever. This is a typical high school.
A collection? It's a hotel. What is this?
Collection of letters. So I was like, yeah, let's go. So I went there.
Were you drunk?
At this point,
Were you drunk?
I'm not drunk because I remember everything. Uh-huh. I'm kind of nervous because habang tumatagal, nagsisink in sa akin kung sino tong guy na to. Like parang, oh my God, what the fuck? This is the real deal and stuff.
And then...
No.
Okay, so I hate cutting you off. It's just I want to make sure we kind of get the questions in here. You get in the room. No, the moment you walk into the room, you close the door, you know what's up.
I know what's up.
Yeah,
I know what's
up.
I know.
Okay. You know you're having.
I'm not being pakipot or anything.
At this one, right?
I'm just being my old natural self. If I don't want to give a fuck about you, I'm not going to give a fuck about you, and stuff like that. And he was a real gentleman the whole time. He's he's amazing. He's and yeah, when we got to the room, everybody's looking at us and they were like, okay, shit. So she's the chosen one. Maybe that's what.
Did you walk out all fucked up? Like your hair's all over the place and
no,
makeup
oh my
is
God.
Destroyed or was it just kind of, simple.
You know what? When we entered the room, he literally showed me collections of letters from young fans. He has this group of young kids na parang he's supporting to go to school and
nice.
Do that.
Very good.
And that. Yeah. So, ang daming mga posters, letters from young kids for him. And yeah, I know. When he closed that door, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just go with it.
And then post relations, right? Post sex, what's the conversation? Does he keep in touch? Does he give you his number? Does he ever call you back? Does his entourage try to get you to come back tomorrow? Where's the general
actually
part of
that? That night he was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. He was like asking me to go because they're flying to Hong Kong at that after Manila. So he was like asking me to go and he was like, do you want to go to Hong Kong tomorrow? You don't need to, like, we can buy you stuff from there and stuff like that. I was like, no, I can't.
Why?
First of all, I said, I'm not a groupie. Second, I am a student. So I have to go to school tomorrow.
Which is true or no?
Huh?
Was that true?
I'm studying fashion at that time.
Okay.
So, and this is the funny part. He asked for my number. He gave me a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh my God, text me and stuff like that. I know exactly. This is a superstar. This is just a show.
This is a one-time thing.
To make me feel better.
I know this. So you don't feel used. Okay. Yeah.
And then I took the piece of paper that he handed to me. I flipped it to the other side. May another one's number na. May ibang number na doon. And then I give it back to him. I was like, I don't think you need my number. And then he started blushing and stuff. I was like, no, it's okay, blah, 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 whatever. And then, yeah, he asked the driver to take me back to where I live and stuff like that. After everything, he is such a nice guy. He's such a gentleman. He helped me up. He cleaned me up.
Look at Amanda. Amanda's just having a full meal. Amanda's just eating the cheese. So she's full popcorn.
This is
a mode.
Popcorn for her because I never talked about this, Mo.
Yeah,
she's been wanting me to talk about this in our podcast. And I've never shared this shit.
Well, maybe you should do a whole episode on it. Like the real intimate details, the everything for... And by the way, your podcast, by the way, with Amanda here is called Bewitches. It's available. It's new, right? And I know that Viva is it producing it or part of it?
Yes.
And then you guys have what, like a handful of episodes. So it's brand new, more or less, I guess, within the year. And please do check it out on all your favorite podcast apps. When he passes away, though, and this is going to be a very dark kind of conversation, and probably wrong, but when you hear about it, what's that like for you, knowing that the experience with him was really positive, and but also you didn't really have a relationship. So when you hear of his passing, what does that do to you kind of just emotionally? A lot of years have gone by, though. 10 years have gone by since this encounter.
Yeah, when that happened, I actually, of course, I'm sad. I'm not sad because I met this
you
person.
Lost somebody,
I'm sad remember. Because this guy is a legend. Like, everybody loves this guy. And it's a tragedy. It's a big tragedy. And the weird part is, the people who knows about this stuff, like my life, they're the one who's messaging me and calling me and asking me how I am and how I feel. And I'm like, girls, I'm not the freaking wife.
Right. Doesn't even have an ex-mo or anything. How many people know this story?
The only people who I confirm this story is you, my close friends.
How many people do you think know this?
Just my close friends. And then there's this article from a Facebook news chismis group, like celebrity news, blah, 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 that's been going around for years. And it's been going around and going around. And I think I'm in me and Michelle are in the top something. And it says Tino Wells and Michelle Madrigal did threesome with Kobe Bryant. And until now, it's going around.
Yeah, so but that's the chismis side. I'm talking about who knows about the real story.
The real
How many
story.
People? How
well,
many people? 10
now,
people? Yeah, well, outside of now. But before you coming back on the podcast, 10 people?
Very few.
10
very
people?
Very few. Yeah, probably just 10 people, like my best friends, just that. And whenever I receive messages like, hey, Tina, is this true or what? I never confirm, I never deny. Yeah, and I was just like, that's a funny story. That's it.
Yeah, chismis lang yan. Chismis lang yan. Wow, man. I forgot that.
I can't imagine that I'll be like talking about this talaga.
Yeah,
but
years
I kind of like
later.
Saw this and I kind of saw it that it's gonna happen with you because you started this.
Yeah, I remember now. I just, you know, I apologize because I just remember Michelle so much because with Michelle it was on TV and I was so shocked. I was like, I was caught off guard, and it was a bigger. Because it was a bigger television, you know, television is a bigger kind of venue. And then when you came on the podcast, now I'd remember it so vividly. I mean, obviously, when Viva asked me, hey, can we get these two on the show? And I said, who? And they said, Tina. I was like, Tina's been on the show before. But I never remember the whole Kobe thing. I was like, oh, no, she's been on the podcast several times. And then Amanda, sorry, we'll talk to you in a sec. And I have not met Amanda before, and you've never been on the podcast, so welcome. I was like, yeah, sure, let's have them. And then not unknowing that this is where we were going to go. I mean, I have a caller on hold here for 20 minutes now because I completely did not anticipate we were going to revisit this story because I forgot about this story.
I know.
Man.
I'm just, this is exciting lang because I, like, he's now on my list and my list is quality.
Okay,
and
so where is he on the list? I mean, remove superstar and all that stuff. Where, I mean, it's just performance-wise. Where is he on the list?
Oh my God. Do you want to know, like, performance-wise?
Yeah.
I can say this. He's the one who actually made me come for the first time in my life ever.
You're 21 years old, though.
I'm 21.
Now it's confirmed, Noelle.
What?
Now it's confirmed.
Well, I mean, I think we confirmed it 22 minutes ago. Wow, really? Okay, but you're 21.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of tends to happen at that age. You know, it starts to kind of...
Yeah, but you know, girls, women, especially, like, it's sometimes it's going to take the right person to actually make us feel na, ito pala yung coming, or this is like how you orgasm. Or
and was the
like
orgasm
that.
Via intercourse mismo, or was it oral sex? Was it what is this? Foreplay type of orgasm, because usually, again, when you're young, it's hard to get an intercourse orgasm.
Well, it's intercourse.
Wow,
it's from his dick.
Oh, yeah, probably if it's intercourse.
That's
interesting.
Pretty,
well, Tina, Amanda, you guys need to do a one-on-one like girl talk thing on your podcast about this whole experience because
my mind is so mind blown. I cannot.
Yeah,
believe.
No, dude, I'm sure a ton of people listening to my mind is blown. I completely forgot about this story, And I'm just kind of wowed by it. Now, I know we're probably going to get into some shit because of this. But again, I always go biographical. I always go, it's your life, it was a part of your life. This is firsthand information from the source.
And to be honest, from before that we actually talked about it, I've changed so much. Like now I can totally talk about it without shame in anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm matured and I'm more open now.
Is it harder to talk about a foreign celebrity that you've slept with versus a local celebrity that you've slept with? Is it harder to talk as the locals are... It's a bit more of an intimate industry. It's a smaller country. You know what I mean? Like if I went out there and said I had sex with, you know, international superstar, well, you know, the chances of it materializing into any kind of uncomfortable
situation.
Maybe
one of the reason,
you know.
The reason why I don't really actually talk about this stuff and I don't make chismes about this stuff because some people, they don't believe it. Like there's no point. And some people, they would judge you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I've never slept with any local celebrity.
No shit.
So
I'm shocked.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Okay. But the ballers, the local ballers, they try to hit on you. Because local, you know, PBA, they tend to.
Yeah.
Do you ever laugh in your mind? Let's say, let's get like fucking, say Bo Belga was trying to fucking hit on you. Do you ever go, putang ina to? Ano mo? Kasama ko si Kobe, gago. You know, like, who the fuck are you? You ever do that when the PBA guys try to hit on you? In your mind, in your mind.
Yeah, a couple of times. But yeah, I've never dated any basketball players here in the country. I really don't have a thing with basketball players.
Yeah. But which
I think they're all ballers and bolero.
That's I think a fair assessment. Which of the local basketball players were the most kind of aggressive towards you though?
Wala naman. None.
Because that would be so fun. I kind of want to picture it in my head, like Kobe versus, I don't know. Again, I'm going to throw out some just random PBA players. Like, oh my God, right? Anyway,
wala.
Amanda, how are you? did we lose it? Amanda's. Oh, sorry. Amanda is on mute. Sorry, here we go. We got to unmute her. There we go. Hey, Amanda.
I just finished my popcorn.
Okay, it was great. I'm sure it was tasty. How did you guys get together? And then after this little short brief background on the how you guys got together on the podcast, we'll take our first caller. But how'd you get together?
We've known each other. We'd always see each other we met each other in a shoot before in 2015 or 2016. And then, but we were always like living parallel lives, like not together, but we had like similar experiences.
Right.
And I was always working and living abroad. And during the lockdown, we started becoming close and we started doing the podcast.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
So
but
you
interviewed me before also, Mo.
No, really? On TV5. Yeah. Okay, on the podcast too? No.
No, TV.
I interview you on a TV show. Okay, shit. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, when you do it for as many times, I mean, I've been in this industry for over 26 years and you do so many interviews, you kind of forget people's faces. So I apologize. But I apologize. I forgot that Tina here fucking slept with Kobe. Like I completely forgot about that story as well. So I don't have
thank
the
you
best.
For confirming it over and over.
I'm sorry. But even the story is...
I think this will get a lot of like... reaction and attention.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, I mean, Tina, listen, when you were on the podcast, this is what I mean. I have somebody here saying you were on the pod, this show, season 5, episode 89. This is year 11. So you were on this show 6 years ago talking about you and Kobe, the affair.
I'm not even talking about it. You're making me amen.
All right, fine.
And you were like, is it?
So.
You're so good, though.
But, I mean, this is. You talked about Kobe 6 years ago, and we're finally getting the.
That's how much I kept it, you know,
to
myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah,
it's amazing. All right. Anyway, let's get to it. We got calls to take. Bewitches is the podcast. Do check it out. Your next episode has to be about this, Amanda. It has to be. And you know, Tina, you know, just the transition between this show and that show. But right now, we will take calls from people all around the world. We are ready to go. We'll take our first caller and talk to Kate. Kate, you've been on hold for 30 minutes. I am so sorry about that. I think I think you were probably interested in the story that we were telling a little while ago as well. So not so bad, yes?
Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't heard about Tina's story, but I've heard about Michelle Madrigal. So it's very interesting to know.
Every time you guys see Michelle's name, I cringe because I was just with her and we didn't talk about it and I didn't bring it up and I didn't mention hee hee aho and all of that stuff. And now, fuck, she's going to be like, Mo, what about putang ina? We were just together. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Okay, so Kate, we're going to talk about you. You're 34 years old. You're just probably as old as everybody else here. Not except me. You're from Manila. Welcome to the show. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, well, first, hi, Mo. Hi, Tina and Amanda. Yeah. So what I want to talk about, I'll start with a question first.
Yeah, or question or story, whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
How would you know if the situations you're facing as a married couple are just challenges or a sign to call it quits?
That's a really good question. Now we have to know, what are the red flags? What are the problems? And then we'll, have any of you guys been married? Amanda, have you been married?
I haven't been married.
No? Okay, got it. And now, Tina, nobody's going to want to marry now because... I mean, that's big shoes to fill.
Well, yeah, they have to, like, you know, top that.
I know, right? Like, no, nobody's going to want to touch. I mean that in a joking way. I'm like, I don't mean it because, Diva, you're a bad person, but I mean it like that's a lot to live up to. But anyway, Kate, what's going on?
All right. Okay. So I'll just enumerate. So I'm married with two kids right now.
Okay.
So I married my first boyfriend at 23 because he got me pregnant. 7 years later, he cheated on me with a prostitute. So when I found out I was pregnant with our second child, so he said it was done and it was a physical cheating. But after I gave birth, I learned he was dating another girl. This time, an emotional cheating because he said that he fell in love. Wow. So... Okay. Yeah. So I went to a therapy. It was a very stressful moment in my life. A year later, after I learned about series of cheating, then a year later, he also went into therapy. We had couples therapy as well. In short, we are trying.
Yeah.
But he keeps on saying that he cannot go back to the feelings he had before towards me, although he cares for me. And it was really obvious that he does. His love language are giving gifts and he spoils me with those. Well, that's not the reason that I'm staying. I'm just hoping that behind those, I do not have the same feelings towards you, but I still care. It's still love. So
how long ago? Sorry, I just want to get a better grasp of the situation.
Oh, go ahead.
When was the last time you caught him cheating on you?
That was 2 years ago.
And he's still currently cheating on you? Because that's what it sounds like. You just haven't caught him because he said, I don't have feelings for you anymore. I love you, but I don't love you the way you love your spouse.
That's what I'm thinking as well. But he's going to a therapy with me.
Yeah.
And he's still dealing with all his demons. And during the therapy, our therapy said that we cannot have any relationship because he wanted to fix us both, the relationship, before we separate because we still have two kids to share. So I am trying to hold on that he's not cheating right now. But, you know, the sex is really bad. We haven't had sex at all, although we're long distance. He works in a province.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now, has the sex always been bad, or it's getting worse as you have seen the amount of love disappear?
Getting worse.
Okay, got it. So it used to be fine. It's just now it's shit.
Yes.
And what's the problem with the sex? Is it the frequency, or is it the lack of attention that he gives the encounter? Are you game also yourself? Like, tell us why the sexual encounters are bad.
I think the problem is the frequency and also his anxieties, because he felt also that someone's courting me because he cheated on me. Something like that, that I'm open to that idea of cheating.
Is somebody courting you?
No, but yeah. But no.
No one formally. But you mean like paparamdam, as they say.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Now, the girl that he fell in love with, because he cheated on you with a prostitute. The other girl that he fell in love with. Is that another prostitute, or was that a girl from work?
A girl from a bank.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Continue.
So, yun nga, last week we had a discussion. He repeated na, yun nga, I cannot go back from where I was before. So I told him that, okay, kasi medyo napagod na rin ako. So I told him na, okay, let's just separate na lang. Let's stop trying. But, you know, you have to give me space. I think I cannot move on while talking to you. So you can communicate with, through our yaya, if you want to talk to the kids, you want to ask pictures. And, you know, I'll just move on first. But he doesn't want to. He started crying. He said that he cannot picture his life without me. And it's new to him because he never ended a relationship without jumping to another boat. And that's what our therapist is trying to fix on him, because he's an escapist. Yeah. Meron siyang ganung problema na if everything goes bad, there's lagi dapat na merong someone to jump into.
Right.
So I don't know if it's false to hope na, kasi I can raise kids on my own actually, but I don't want them to be a product of a broken family.
Yeah.
Sorry for that. It's my alarm.
No.
So yeah.
Okay, so the question is, should you save your marriage or is it time to move on? Okay,
yes.
And you said you're 34 years old. Okay,
yes.
Amanda, Tina, I know that you guys are not married, so there's no direct, what's the term am I looking for? Like, relatability for being married. But have you guys ever been in a relationship that was hard to break up from? And is there any kind of thoughts that you have for this girl before I get into mine?
You deserve better. You deserve better. You got to know yourself for it. You got to know what you want. And then don't settle for anything less than what you want. Kung hindi ka na nire-respect ng guy, with emotional cheating, sexual cheating and all, I think you deserve better. You can date around.
But Amanda, what if what you want is, as she said, a home, a family, a life where the children don't have to see a broken home, that she doesn't want them to come from a broken home. I mean, honestly, Kate, it sounds like you want to save your marriage. You're going to therapy. You're calling this show. This is not, hey, guys, help me break up. This is, hey, yeah, help me stay.
It takes two to tango. Yung lalaki, pag ayaw na eh. Sabi mo, may feelings na siya dun sa isang babae. Edi, let it run its course. Kung may feeling siya dun, let it run its course. And you do you until then. Pag ngayon, nasawa na siya dun sa other girl, edi dun mo na isipin if you want him back. Kasi anong mas importante sa'yo? Yung peace of mind mo, mental health mo? Or betray yourself, betray your mental health, just so to keep a family together?
You know, that's a really good question, Amanda. And that's one I think is a topic that's more in circulation these days. Do you think about yourself first, or do you think about your family first? And I don't. Every time I hear "think about yourself first," I cringe, because I think historically that's been the wrong answer. I don't know if it's still the wrong answer these days. Again, you guys are doing a show about modern women, but I am still going to subscribe very staunchly, and I will defend it with everything I got, that yourself is yourself is not even the top three things you think about.
But that's why it's important to know thyself, you know, because how can you raise happy kids when you on your own is not happy? How can, it's not win-win if you are self-sacrificing, you know, masaya ngayong everyone around you, pero ikaw nagsasuffer ka. That's self-betrayal.
Yeah. Okay.
You can only love others when you are full of love for yourself first and foremost. That's why sobrang daming tao nagsasuffer, kasi inuuna nilang i-please everybody else other than themselves. Mas inuuna nila yung ibang tao kaysa sa own mental health and peace of mind nila.
Okay, no, and listen, I'm not saying you're wrong, Amanda, at all. I'm going to disagree with what you say to a certain extent, because again, you're not wrong. That's just not how I roll. And I think maybe, Kate, you're in between what I'm saying and you're in between what Amanda's saying. And maybe in the next few minutes, we'll have a little bit of a better direction for you, maybe, or maybe we won't. But Tina, go ahead.
She said that they got married because he got her pregnant. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
High school? Yeah, so, high school? Oh, shit.
Okay. No. In her 20s.
No, I was working earlier.
Oh, you were 20. Yes, you're right, Tina. I think it was 20. Yeah, you're early 20s. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Tina.
So, like, sometimes for me, I think marriage is not the answer just because you got someone pregnant, especially yes. in a country yes. where we live.
Right.
Like, you cannot escape. It's the government and the church are getting involved too much. So, it's like, getting married because you got someone pregnant is kind of like, maybe he was like doing it for a really good reason because you're conservative and stuff like that. But maybe it's like an ingredient also. That's why probably he was like doing all of this stuff. Like pending, he wasn't ready at that time, but he wants to do right by you. But at that moment, like both of you are not really in the same frequency. You're like saying the sex was bad and shit like that, whatever. What happened to that whole process of you guys like in the marriage? Was it like healthy? Was it like ano yung winiway mo? Like kasi
it was bad from the beginning though, no? Tina, I think. Because you got cheated on early, right?
Yeah.
He was a bad guy the entire time. I think I would be much more willing for you to leave him early on in the marriage than right now that you guys are trying. Listen, what Tina's saying is correct. When you get together early, when you get pregnant early, we've heard this a million times on the show, the chances of you guys not working out are really high because you're going to change. You're going to change as people. You're 34 years old right now, so you've been with this guy for over a decade, and you're a different adult, and I don't even know if he's different, but you're different. He's probably still the fucking same asshole he was from the beginning. And when you get together at a young age, this is life's biggest challenge. How can I adjust to the changes that everybody is making in this relationship? And everybody's making it. Your kids are making changes. You're making changes. He's making changes. Where I'm going to take a piece from what Amanda is saying, and the part that I agree with Amanda is, you have to have a standard for what you want. And if he is not going to live up to that standard, and he is going to grossly go against it, then yes, the options of leaving him are really valid. Because
and also, right, Mo, to be honest, they've been together for so long, right? And he has like a record of cheating constantly.
Yeah.
He's doing this because you're kind of allowing it. And I'm not going to give you like a blame because for sure you're a good mother. You're like doing everything for the kids and stuff. And you wanted like a whole family. And also think about it this way. We won't live in this world for like so long. And do you want your life to be stressful and always like having anxiety and always like thinking what he's gonna do next? You have to like, you know, maybe at this moment, choose na kung ano yung nagwiway, yung pros and cons ng relationship nyo, and then that's where you like decide.
You know, think of
the greater possibilities also. What if there's someone out there for you, na actually better for you, better for your mental health, better for your heart, better in bed, mas isisex ka more frequently, better father to your kids? What if, you know, consider those positive possibilities as well. It's a big universe, so much possibilities available to us. Maybe si God giving this other bitch sa asawa mo na magka-feeling siya doon, is God redirecting your path to you finally being with the better man for you.
I have a question with Kate. When you got pregnant, you were working, right? When you got pregnant, he made you stop working and he made you a housewife. Is that correct?
Yes. But there comes the resentment about I couldn't match his efforts to earn money.
Yeah,
and he said that was the reason for him to cheat. So I'm not sure.
Never take a guy's reason for cheating. There's always kind of some bullshit, right?
He cheated because he wanted to cheat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, so listen. Jesus, where are we on this?
This is kind of like people, you know, remember how people were blaming Jada Pinkett Smith for Will Smith smacking the hell out of Chris Rock when it was Will Smith who did that, you know? Same excuse.
The girl that he's in love with or was in love with, is she still around?
He said no, and I talked to the girl recently. She said no. So I don't think they are together. Yeah.
Has he always been rich?
Him?
Yeah, your husband. He's always had money, yeah? Mm-hmm. Have you always had money?
No.
Okay. When he showers you with gifts, what are we talking about here? What are we looking at? Give me some brands. I need to see what's the shit here he's giving you.
Bags.
Yeah, like what?
Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Prada. I sold it when I was so mad.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
He gave me car.
Okay.
MacBooks, iPhone every year.
Let me tell you why I ask. Okay, let me tell you why I ask. Early on, and I don't know what you look like, Kate, but I bet you you're beautiful. I bet you you're beautiful. And I bet you were beautiful. You are a lot more beautiful when you're 20s than you are right now. And I don't mean that as an insult. I will get to a point. You probably were a trophy early on. Started having kids. You started maybe not, kind of living up to what he thought were trophy girlfriends and wives were going to be. And he starts cheating on you.
Probably.
Because when you get into the, I'm going to date the rich guy and he's going to date the hot girl, if that's the setup, the problem with that setup is there's an expiration date. Okay? That's a bad combo. Now, it exists. There are girls that are going to date guys for their money. That's fucking going to move. That's going to be going on forever. That's been going on forever, and it's going to continue to go on forever. And there is going to be rich guys who think they deserve hot girls because it's part of the lifestyle they live. The problem with that combo is there's an expiration date for that. And I think you may have hit the expiration date.
Yeah, now, there are gold diggers and there are tits diggers.
100%. And I don't want to say gold digger naman in that way that you're only there because of it, but how much of the forgiveness, how much of the initial attraction was the Prada bags, the Louis Vuitton bags? You kind of said it earlier, right? He wins you over with the fancy shit. That's a problem, chemistry-wise. And he will, I think, though, he will eventually change, but it's going to be a lot of heartbreak on the way to that change. And I'm not sure,
How old is this guy?
Same age as mine.
34, 33?
Yeah, 34.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's the final answer, because we got to go. If you're willing to have your heart broken three more times, then you can stay with him. If you're not willing to have your heart broken one more time, you leave today. Because at 34 years old, you have time to recover. You'll be fine. Again, Amanda said it's a big universe out there and there could be somebody perfect for you. Fine. Yeah, at 34, you can hit the jackpot in love. Sure. There will be consequences. You will fail as a married couple. Your children, how that affects them, who knows? It's not really positive, right? But it could be maybe down the line. You're going to fail. So I would assess it. I don't want my heart broken even one more time. Then I'm out right now. Trying to see if the therapy works, trying to see if he will change. You have to have a longer leash for mistakes that he will continue to make. Because if he's your age, 34, I'm not 100% convinced he's done making those mistakes.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So that's the crossroads.
Yeah.
How old are your kids now? They're what, 11? What, like 11 and 8 or something? 11 and 7? What are they now?
2 and 9.
Did I get my math wrong? 2 and 9. Okay, so you just recently had one. Okay.
And in addition to that, it's not about the circumstances. It's about the meaning we assign to the circumstances that we have. What meaning do you give to you? So you make, that's why it's so important to make your choices because you want them and you take full responsibility of them. Because, we all give different meanings to our circumstances. You know, like if that happened to me, I'm like, I'm out the window maybe the second time he does it. You know, hindi ako mag-hesitate because the meaning I give it is I love myself. I don't care kung...
The problem with the loving yourself, and this is a topic I think maybe you guys should even discuss on your show, no? Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing a relationship show, I think there's a legit conversation to be had about when do you prioritize yourself? And the more important question is, how much do you prioritize yourself? I have said on this show, right, and I disagree. I have said on this show, when you have kids, it is not your life anymore. It belongs to them.
Yeah.
And everything you want and everything you kind of aspire for and everything is second at best to making sure they're okay. Now, that is a topic of...
Okay, I'm not happy.
And that's a debate. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it an interesting conversation. Amanda, yeah. And I think we can go hours on that.
And also in relationship, especially what they have, like they're married, there's so many things to consider and stuff. Maybe at this point, you just have to think about what are the things that you will allow and not allow in your dynamic. And if he can't stop cheating and if he's still going to do this and if it's expected, like if you can't beat him, join him. Go fucking cheat, baby girl.
Well, I mean, that's what
you're
may
go do you. Have fun.
No, I just want to add also, the first time that I discovered that he was cheating on me, I was pregnant and I was advised to bed rest. I really can't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a job that time. And the second time he was cheating, I just gave birth to a difficult pregnancy, like ICU pa ako. So I really just can't do anything that time. And now that I'm on the show, I want to consider my options as well because I think I'm ready. I'm earning enough for my kids.
Yeah.
So I think I can stand on my own already. It's just that I'm just considering because he's doing therapy. Baka may hope.
I think there is hope. Right. I think there is hope. However, I also think that mistakes are still likely.
Yeah.
And are you willing to stomach one more, two more? That's all. Okay. And if the answer is no, and Amanda said if she were in that situation, she would have been out a long time ago. That's fine. And I'm okay with that. If you say no more, no more. Tina, I don't know how much mistakes you're willing to forgive of the same gravity. No, of course, everybody's going to make mistakes. But the mistakes of the same level.
Yeah.
That's up to
millions
you.
Millions of dicks on earth, hindi tayo mauubusan. Yeah. Million dicks on earth, hindi tayo mauubusan.
Yeah. Okay.
But of course, you want a dick who is actually attached to a good man, you know?
Yeah, a good or a good shooting guard.
The one you married to is giving her a hard time, you know?
All right. Thanks for the call, Kate. Best of luck to you. It's definitely a tough situation, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for the help.
Yep. Have a good day. All right, bye.
You too, bye.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at her photo now. You can see where maybe in her 20s, a lot of guys are gonna be hitting on her, and then there's this guy who feels really competitive about it, and maybe wants to think, gets her pregnant early, tries to kind of settle her down. I mean, who asked? Was it you, Tina, or Amanda? Somebody asked about making her into a housewife. That's a very, I think, common MO with guys like that. Who are like, oh, okay, I deserve it. The problem again now, she's in her 30s. She's got two kids. Maybe she's put on a couple of pounds. She has all of those things that would kind of, I use the word turn off a guy like that, but I mean, real talk, he's going to be like, well, fuck, I deserve young, hot chicks.
Yeah, because some guys, they go to relationship with you, not because they love you, but they love what you represent to
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think what happened to their relationship, it's not really like, I think it's because they got married at a very young age. I think that's it. They got locked
100%.
In a house.
100%.
She got pregnant. She for sure he's trying to do right by her to marry her, and we don't know his side. Like, is he like?
That's the part I'm going to disagree. I'm not going to say he wants to be right by her. I think that's part of the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, the picture you've painted a little bit, Tina, is is that old school, oh, I got her pregnant, I should be I should be responsible. I don't think that's this guy. I think it's, I want to get her pregnant. I want to lock her down. And then, unfortunately, again, there's an expiration date for that mindset.
Yeah, because 10 years ago, what she represented to his ego is the trophy wife, trophy girlfriend. That's why every time she's pregnant and fat, he's cheating.
Yep.
And now she's 34. She doesn't represent the trophy wife anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so?
Right. I completely agree. Completely agree there. I'm definitely down for that.
That's why I only want to be loved for my spirit, for my energy, not for my boobs, not for my looks, not for what I've accomplished, you know, not for my social status. I only want to be loved and committed to for my spirit, for my energy, for my soul.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You're listening to Good Times World, the podcast. Year 11. Sorry. This is episode number 32. Bewitches is the name of their podcast. We have Tina Wells and Amanda Calling on the podcast. Bye, everybody. Sorry, don't go away. We'll be back after this.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 32. On the show today, of course, is Tina Wells and Amanda Calling. They are the hosts of the new podcast called Bewitches. It's a podcast about relationships, love, life, sex, the modern Filipino woman. And to talk a little bit about the podcast, I want to, of course, plug your show. Why did you guys come up with this idea? Why relationships and sex and everything, kind of like what this podcast does? Is it something that you guys have always been interested in? Have you had a lot of successful relationships and failures? And just give me the mindset in making a podcast like the one you have.
Actually, kind of started because, first of all, especially girls, they needed someone like a big sister to actually tell them what's up, what's happening.
Yeah, right.
And because I have like, you know, 18, 19, 17 years old coming at me like, Tina, what am I going to do? Ati Tina, what am I going to do? This is what's happening, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So anyway, and also here in our country, we want to talk about things that especially ladies are so uncomfortable to talk about. They have like someone to talk about sex, someone to talk about like, you know, whatever. And because most of the things that we talk about in our podcast are kind of like taboo, or Filipino community treat us as like taboo. Now you have the Bewitches to like, you know, talk to you about it. Like, let's get it on. Like, it's free. It's an authentic, free-flowing, unfiltered podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
For me, it was kind of a from pain to passion to purpose, you know, and now hopefully to profit as well. PPPP. Because I had a lot of like, dysfunctional relationships. I came from a broken family, single. I was raised by a single mom. So many dysfunctional relationships. A lot of things I learned about love and relationship, I got from my, and we get from our environment, you know.
Right.
A lot of what we know about love and relationship, we learn from our environment directly or indirectly. So because there was a lot of dysfunction in my family, I was also dysfunctional in my relationship. So I started learning about psychology, human dynamics, spirituality, all that jazz, emotional, mental, physical stuff, sexual stuff about relationship and love. And when I felt like my knowledge of it is complete now, full circle now. That's when I felt like I have to share this. You know, this is my life purpose, my mission. I have to share this to the world, to the universe, rather. And that's when Tina and I were just kind of doing it for fun in the beginning. And just, you know, I think there was an element of kismet to it, like a destiny to it. It was meant to be. Like, I was going to Dubai before in 2021, but fucking immigration didn't let me out of the Philippines. They weren't letting out my professionals now who used to have, used to work abroad prior to the pandemic, like registered nurses. I was working as financial planner in Singapore, licensed financial planner in Singapore prior to the pandemic. I was going to Dubai in 2021. They wouldn't let me out. And so I'm stuck here, but I feel like I'm meant to be here. And now Tina and I have this podcast.
Nice. And, you know, during the commercial break, I kind of played a little bit about, I wanted to hear the quality, the audio quality, because I know that you guys, you were saying this, Tina, off air, that you recorded in a studio. Again, it's with Viva, so there's funding, there's budget to it. So it does sound crisp and it sounds professional. So
actually,
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
You were saying now.
Yeah.
Actually, when we started it, we just started recording from our laptop. And when we started it, it's just us two hangover girls talking about stuff and relationship and whatever. And then, Amanda helped out and she was like, this is a good content. I'm going to ask Viva to, like, you know, support us and everything. When Viva saw our, like, you know, our content and stuff, they were like, okay, this is good. We're going to support you. We're going to give you what you need. Especially, like, you know, the studio, editing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's from the sobrang bago lang tong podcast mo, and now it's like really doing good.
Yeah.
We're like top 78 nas recently, so top podcast in the Philippines. Because I also write, and I was writing like some memoir or like erotic memoir.
Yeah.
And I would send it to Viva because before, nasa print publishing yung Viva, right? They had a collaboration with, nakalimutan ko. So I wrote it. I wrote a draft. And then Boss Vincent gave me a writing contract to write for them, ipapublish nila. As soon as I got the contract, nag-self-sabotage ako. I felt like I'm not good enough. I'm not a good enough writer. So I stopped writing. So recently, diba, lockdown. So I thought, nagsusulat na naman ako. Nagsisinad ko kay Boss Vincent na naman. And then he told me, we're opening this podcast division now. So what do you think about doing a podcast instead of the writing? Kasi hindi na sila nagpa-publish ng print. So I thought, okay. And then Tina, at the same time, Tina and I were doing podcasts for fun. Pag hangover kami.
Oh, kind of perfect then. Yeah.
Mag-clubbing kami. So I sent them a link of what we've done together, what Tina and I collaborated on. And nagustuhan nila yung concept na two hangover girls talking about whatever we want to talk about, and that's the rest is history. And now we got the whole production team working on our with us.
It sounds super it sounds super pro. So good job, at least on that part, for an early kind of newish podcast. It does sound really pro, so good stuff. Again, it's called Bewitches. How often do you guys come out with an episode?
Every Friday, we release new episode. Oh, so today's Friday, isn't it? So we're releasing a new episode, and it's really a good topic. We're talking about, do we want to sleep with somebody, our best friend's ex-boyfriend, something like that.
Do you want to sleep with, okay, yeah.
I mean, like, would you allow it or something like that?
No,
so
interesting.
Listen to that episode, and you will hear the different side of me and Amanda.
Will do. All right.
We're kind of contradicting here.
Every Friday, Bewitches, out again in your favorite podcast platforms and apps that you use for it. Let's take.
We're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but soon we will be on YouTube as well on Viva's MCN network.
Nice. Very good. Good. Okay. Well, let's take our next call. We're going to talk to John, who's 35 years old. John, you're not in Helsinki, Finland. You said you're about 150K away from Helsinki. So let's just say Finland. You're in Finland, John. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, man.
Hi. Yes. Hi to Amanda and Tina.
Yeah.
Also to you, Mo.
I
think it's been my second time to call the show.
Second time. When was the first time you called? How long ago?
It's 2018, about 4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And my question was how to deal a good breakup, because I was in that time, I was like, I broke up with my girlfriend, and like both of us, like, you know, decided to just broke up without like any reason.
So now you've got a new girlfriend, yes?
Yeah.
Is she the reason? Is she the reason?
Last time it's like a Filipina, but right now it's a Finnish.
Oh, you have a Finnish girlfriend now. Okay, got it. Cool.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about, I'm assuming that your call is about your girlfriend, so tell us the story, and then of course tell us what the problem is, and hopefully we can come up with, you know, at least help come up with some kind of solution. What do you got?
Okay, yeah. So I'm 35 years old, and my girlfriend is 21 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's right now in Tanzania.
Tanzania, right. Eastern Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, Eastern Africa. Yeah. Beautiful, by the way. Tanzania is beautiful.
Africa, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
And she's doing there for an exchange student.
South of the Horn, right, of Africa. It's kind of just south of the shitty parts.
Yeah. It's like, I thought it's like the same, almost like the Philippines, but it's much more like, like not judging them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Philippines much more better.
Really?
So,
in
yeah.
Tanzania? I thought Tanzania is
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have like much water. Like the water system is
pero
bad.
Yung mga beaches nila, di ba yung mga down. Pero yung mga beaches nila, di ba sobrang ganda mga beach nila, di ba? Like they've got beautiful.
Yeah. It's a lake. They have their lake in like the nearest lake is like Lake Victoria, I think.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it's not safe because like there's a crocodile there.
Oh, lovely.
In that lake.
All right. Anyway, so your girlfriend is in Tanzania as a foreign exchange student.
Yes. And she's taking social science subject. Okay. Like course.
Yep.
From here.
Yep.
So there she is taking like this. I think she the level of education she's taking right now is like master's degree and equivalent like. So she's taking master's degree in mass communication.
Does this matter at all with your problem, like what she's taking up and what school she goes to, or not really?
Yeah. I think I will go directly to my problem.
Like, okay, go. Yeah.
So yeah. So she had this classmate of her.
Okay.
Like the last time, like I messaged you, and like everything happens like so fast. Like last night, we almost broke up already.
So John, nobody read what you messaged me, and what you messaged me was really long. So I will.
So
let's
start
from the beginning and then end up to where you get to the breakup. So go ahead.
So she had this friend, and the friend is like, you know, admitting to her that the friend has feeling with her.
Okay.
And after that, I was like saying to her that, hey, you should not be this guy, because she will also develop feelings. But she's like, you know, their culture, like the Finnish culture is like, they are like, they have this more freedom, they can do whatever they want. So she still continues like seeing the guy. And
as a
and
friend.
Also like,
as a friend. Hmm? She's seeing him
as a friend.
Friend lang. And she has
as a
no
friend, feeling. Yeah. Because like, she don't have any friend there. That's her reason that she like exploring the culture. So, but she don't have any friends. It's the only friend that she had. So I allow it. And I told her like, hey, I want to talk to the guy. So I talked to the guy over the phone. And I said to the guy, if you step up and break the friendship, I will fuck you. I will go there and fuck you up. So the guy said like, yeah. And she's like, the guy's like mentioning about the God and everything to make me feel better. So yeah, I allowed it. And,
time out, John. I just need to understand. You threatened him. You called him and said, "Stay away from my girlfriend.
Yeah,
I'm
just
gonna
like,
fuck you up."
Yeah. No, I mean like I called him. I allowing my girlfriend to be with him, but it's like a reminder. It's not a threat actually. It's just a reminder for him that if he does something about my girlfriend.
But John, he has admitted to your girlfriend that he likes her.
Yeah, he has admitted.
So. May balak, as they say, right?
He
has confirmed he is attracted to your girlfriend. Your girlfriend has said, I have no friends here, so kailangan ko ng kaibigan. I need some kind of social life. I'm going to entertain only his friendship, but not his romantic advance.
That's true.
You and then call him and tell him, hey, asshole, I know that you like my girlfriend, but I'm going to allow it because, well, you know, she's Finnish and they do whatever they want to do. Like they're
that's
independent.
True.
You know, I can't, my jealousy can't take over. I can't control her.
Mm-hmm,
okay, fine.
That's true. So what happened? So after 2 weeks that I am allowing her, and this guy like one night she was sleeping there in the other guy's place, shit. And the guy take advantage of her. Like, wait, you know, it's not like sex or something, but she touches my girlfriend.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to that part. She was sleeping at his house?
Yeah, this my girlfriend's like doing a video editing in this one. So it's too late already. Like, okay. My girlfriend called me. I think it's already like my girlfriend, like, you know, to stay there. And my girlfriend called me like, hey, I want to stay here because it's not safe already to, you know, go home.
Yeah,
because, well, you know, it's Africa and everything. Yeah, right. It's not Finland that you can go anywhere, anytime.
It's Tanzania, yeah.
So, yeah, I allow her. And, you know, the next morning she called me. Like, well, my girlfriend was so honest with me. She tell me everything.
Okay, what
she
happened? What happened to her exactly? Detail.
Like when she woke up in the morning, she found this guy, like, touching all of a part of her body. And she said to the guy, please don't.
Yeah.
But the guy still, you know, continue it. Like, let's say, like, for less than a minute, and my girlfriend, you know, ran away. And yeah.
Was she undressed? Also, like, was she undressed? Like, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, right? Because kawawa naman, but like, he was touching her in
like private parts, especially.
Parts. Okay, got it.
Yeah. She told you everything. She said everything, like everything that you're telling us, she told you this.
Yeah, she told me that one.
So nagsumbong siya sa'yo.
Yes, absolutely.
When was this?
It happened like a week ago.
Okay. And you almost broke up last night. Why?
After that, I already like told her like, hey, I'm right in the first place. And she was crying to me that, yeah, it's like the guy's fault and everything. So she promised me that to block the guy and doesn't meet the guy anymore. So she actually like do that one.
Yeah.
And the only problem right now is like, you know, every time she talks to me, because like she had this very high moral and ethics to herself because she's just a vegan. I think it's reasonable because, like, you know, the discipline in herself.
Yeah, right.
So she told me like every time she talked to me, she feel guilty and she feel that she doesn't deserve me. So every time we talk, she always pushed herself away. So the last night we were talking about, like, you know, we're not fighting, but, you know. So right now I'm, you know, finding how this relationship works, because she also told me like, yeah, we should, like, you know, make this relationship like work. She's like also willing, but the only problem is like, you know, she feeling this guiltiness every time that she talks to me. She cannot like anymore connect to me.
Okay, what's the question?
So how can we make this relationship work with all these problems right now?
What did she say about the friendship now with this guy? She's no longer gonna.
No, nothing.
Okay,
anymore.
So do you
no
even have
communication?
A
everything.
Okay, so do you have a problem?
Like, is yeah, problem because like you know, actually, I'm getting like you know tips from you or suggestion on how this work. But right now, I'm torn being like going there
to Tanzania.
Tanzania, because I have this summer vacation, so I will be going there to spend my vacation.
Yeah.
Or, but she's telling also from me, she's not like very favorable of like me going there, because she's saying that I'm taking the part of her life doing the exchange student.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. And then the question exactly again is what? Sorry. I just want to know, like, is it, how do I save this relationship question again?
Yeah, how to save this relationship.
You know.
You want to save it. So you want to save it, you still want to be with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, she will not stay there, like, for long. It's, like, only three, from now, it's, like, going to stay here. She will stay here there 3 months there, and she will go back here. And we plan to move in already when she come back.
Okay.
We're already moving.
You know, I'm not sure you have as big of a problem as... you make it out to be right now. There is a considerable issue here, and it's not as much her being taken advantage of, which is its own huge problem that I you know, there's two separate issues here. Her being taken advantage of, I don't think has anything to do with the future of your relationship. The big problem we have is you're 35, she's 21, okay? She's still in school, and she's trying to get her shit together. And it kind of go back to our last caller, which you haven't heard, but... you know, they're really young. People are really young at that age, and there's going to be a lot of changes going on, and you're ahead of the game. You're 35, right? She's 21. So the LDR, Finland Finland, Tanzania is a fucking awful LDR, but what's on your side is that she's going to be done in a few months and she's coming home. So I don't find anything really challenging here because it sounds like you're a great couple aside from the considerable age gap.
One thing, Mo, I haven't said that she already developed feelings for the guy.
Well, fucking, it would have been nice for you to say that. That's a really big fucking detail.
What did he say? The girl has a feeling for the guy now?
Yeah, the girl admitted that she had feelings with the guy also.
Okay, so I think, you know what? I think now, just like, you know, observe what the people around you are doing and just like, you know, step out. Like, okay, sige, meron na silang ginawa together, meron na silang moment together and stuff like that. Now, she's saying na meron na rin siyang feelings and he's actually can't control himself to, like, you know, do advances towards her. And why not just focus on you, my man? And just like, you know, if this frequency or dynamic is not actually healthy for you and it gives you a little bit of, like, you know, some kind of like a feeling that you don't like,
yeah,
why not focus on another woman? Focus on, wag ka nang mag-focus dito sa thing na alam mong will give you anxiety.
Well, and my obviously question is this, how long have they been together though, Tina? How long have you guys been together? John, did we lose John? I know he was driving. He said he was driving on his way to work. I hope he didn't lose. By the way, okay, there we go. How long have you guys been together?
It's quite also like very new. Okay. Been like together about starting this year, but we live in together already.
Okay, so I say this a lot. Okay, I say this a lot on the show, Amanda, Tina. When you first get together with somebody, you're allowed. It kind of almost what I go back to the last call. You're allowed some mistakes. The transition from being single to being no longer single. You compound that with she has no friends, she's incredibly young, and she's really far away from you, and you don't really have a mature relationship yet. So her developing feelings for that guy is kind of obvious that was going to happen considering she doesn't have anybody else there. They're young. Mm-hmm. They relate to each other. They're classmates. She's studying at his house. They hang out. He's very sweet to her, more than just your average friend, because he's already established feelings. Her making that mistake, I think, is
given.
Is given, exactly. Is it forgivable? I say yes, because we're dealing with a very new
relationship
that's building a foundation. It's not great, and if you broke up with her for it, I'm okay with anybody breaking up with any kind of infidelity whatsoever. If you find it to be infidelity, falling under infidelity, you can break up with him, no questions asked. That's fine.
But, did he have sex, or he just molested her while she was sleeping? Hindi ko nagets.
You know what? I wouldn't say molested because she's the one who went to the house of the guy, isn't it?
Yeah,
correct?
But Tina.
Maybe they just got comfortable and stuff, and she felt guilty.
Okay,
because she's in a relationship.
Let's do this.
Even if you go to a guy's house, if you did not ask him to touch you, he's not supposed to touch
absolutely.
You.
Even
if you take all your clothes off in front of a guy, if you tell him no, that's a no.
Okay,
no.
How
can she develop feelings with this guy then?
How did she develop feelings if they didn't have sex?
Well, I mean, they can develop feelings and not have sex. It's just for 21-year-olds, probably, it usually leads to sex. But my thing is this. Okay, so Tina,
if he molested her while she was sleeping, how can you have even respect or feelings for someone who molested you while you were sleeping?
Oh, I'm sure she's given this guy up, right, John? This guy's no longer part of her life, right?
No, she already totally
so she's supposed to go. Right, she's doing what she's supposed to do, which is stay away from a guy who, in fact, did molest her, okay?
Yeah.
Tina, here's the thing. What Amanda's saying is completely fucking 100%. Now, Amanda's example of if you're taking off your clothes and it's so hard to have to for that being a reality. Let's try to find a middle ground in all of this. Where I think Tina is making her point is, you shouldn't have been there, right? Mm-hmm. But that comes off as victim blaming. And that's not where we are. Yeah, that's not where we are.
I've been in bed with many guys and I didn't sleep with them. you know, because I didn't want to sleep with them. I wanted to sleep in the bed because I was sleepy. I happened to be in that place. I didn't fuck them. I didn't want to fuck them.
I know. But Amanda, the problem is, though, and this is where Tina's point is coming in. While you should never be subject to that kind of treatment, understand that boys are bad. Boys are fucking
they
awful.
They would try.
They're going to try. And
boys are weak. They're weak.
Well, but they're bad, okay? And if, and I don't want to say if you give them a bigger opportunity because it comes off as victim blaming, but we have to have a real conversation here. We have to have the hard conversation here. And where I'm with Tina is, don't go to the guy's house. That goes for every girl. Don't go to boys' homes. Now, Amanda, you've been lucky, I think, that you can sleep next to a guy and he does not touch you. Congratulations. I don't think it's worth the risk. Ever. That's why I
say... Some guys will try it para makalusot. Alam mo yon? They would try it because the girl might be marupok.
Especially if you're drinking. That's why I say no drinking with boys. Ever. Don't drink with fucking boys. Ever. Because they can't be trusted. Now,
this is what I say also with girls. Don't put yourself in a position that you know you're going to be compromised.
But you can't say that in 2022 anymore. And that's the problem, Tina. And I agree with you. You don't put yourself in a position that gives them the bigger opportunity. But Amanda is right. It does not matter if you're fucking butt-ass naked. No is no. Yeah. So how do we mix both of these old school concepts and new school concepts? And the no is no, and the no is no has always been a concept, right? Like what I'm saying is, how can you be comfortable in a situation around men and be confident that nothing's going to happen versus I can never go to a boy's house ever because I know that there's a chance I'm going to be molested. But where's the middle ground on that? Now, that's another topic. That's another topic for another show of yours. No.
Yeah, actually, that's right.
I agree with you. The first line of defense is prevention. So as much
Absolutely.
As possible, wag na lang matulog sa bahay ng lalaki at umaki pag-inuman na mako-compromise ka.
Yes.
First line of defense.
Yes.
Second, kung mapunta ka talaga sa situation na antok ka or may nainom ka, whatever, tas nando ka sa place ng guy, I don't know. Pagtulog ka kasi wala ka na talagang
But that's where you exercise. That's where you exercise the law. Okay.
Actually, you know what? For me, it's so simple. For me, it's so simple, and I want girls and young women to actually practice this. Boundaries. If you don't like what's happening, fucking scream, cuss at his face, and walk out. You know, like be strong. Be a strong woman. If you don't like what's happening, act on it. And yeah, things like that. Hindi siya, ano siya, uncontrollable siya. Men's are pigs and disgusting, and they will try everything. So us women, we step up and we just show them that a no is a no.
Okay.
Yeah, even girls still in diapers, nire-rate pa rin, di ba? So stop the victim blaming. You're asking for it.
I hate how hard this conversation is, but it's necessary, I think, wherein I think you said it brilliantly, Amanda, that the first line of defense is making sure you're in the safest possible scenario, okay? If you're not in the safest possible scenario, Tina, screaming, fighting, and all of that, absolutely. But what you want to also be able to do is exercise the laws that are that are there for your protection. Now, I don't know if the laws in Tanzania are enforced well. Alam naman sa Pilipinas, not that great as well,
di ba?
But
that's why I'm telling her, like, if it's happened in Finland, the guy might, like, you know, in trouble already.
He is gone. By now, he's fucking out. I don't know where I don't know how strict the Tanzanians are regarding stuff like this. But here's the thing. The molestation is an issue. It's probably the most important issue, but it's not the problem you have right now. Okay? The problem you have right now is, what does my relationship look like with this girl? And the biggest challenge is the age gap, not the LDR, because that's going to be fixed. And it sounds like everything else, you guys are good. So continue as you are. It's a new relationship. She developed feelings for another guy, but I think that's, as Tina said, expected. And I agree with her when she said that, because immaturity, brand new, foreign country, blah, blah, blah. You can survive that, no problem.
Being also
supportive, like, though, of your girlfriend as she battles the molestation stuff, that is not, I don't want to call that a problem, but that's a challenge for you as bilang supportive, loving boyfriend. And this is a time that you really need to step up for her sake.
Can I just add also, because you guys are in a very new relationship and you're much more mature than this girl. So in this relationship, if you really want to, like, you know, save it, it's a work in progress. And like what Mo said, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be things that you have to let pass and stuff. I've been single for 7 years before I got into a relationship and I am so shit at it. I really don't know how to work with a boyfriend because I forgot how to treat a boyfriend because I was just by myself for 7 years. So that's work in progress within me. I have to fix myself and I have to know what I can give to my partner to make the relationship work. So everything is a work in progress within us, sa sarili natin, and within our relationship with other people. So it's okay.
Now would you want, Amanda, real quick, because we got to go, do you want him to go to Tanzania and pick her up? I mean, is that a very kind of supportive, good boyfriend thing to do? He said he's got some time.
Yeah,
on a schedule.
If you really want to make it work, if you still love her, you want to make it work, then yeah, I think it's worth your time and effort to go to Tanzania with her. Nakinik out niya na naman yung guys sa other guys sa life niya, di ba? So
yeah.
And yeah, you have to know kung gusto niya pa rin to make it work. It takes two to mango. It takes two to tango, di ba?
I like so, that one. It takes two to mango. I like that better.
Yeah, she really wants her to want to work, you know.
I think you guys are. Yeah. I think you absolutely are well within the parameters of giving it a really good shot, okay? The wanting to go to Tanzania and fucking this guy up, that's a different option that
it's up to you to exercise.
I mean, I would, but, you know, that's me. Now, the guy, is he Finnish as well, or he's, or what country is he from?
He's a local there.
Local,
that's
yeah.
why my girlfriend's like, you know,
yeah.
Like very close to him, like he's the one like teaching all the stuff for my girlfriend. Because like my girlfriend is all like new to the things. My girlfriend is like afraid of, like, you know, cockroaches, lizards, bugs, and everything.
Yeah,
okay. You know. So okay. Yeah,
John, good luck, man. You sound like a good boyfriend. She sounds like a good girlfriend. I think you guys can have a challenging,
yeah.
But fruitful future for the both of you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate you. Have a
okay.
good
day. All right. Bye. Bye.
I don't know, man. My heart breaks for what happened to that girl, but I know his question really revolves around how to get them into this to this rut that they're in.
I think they're gonna like get through this. Especially the guy has a good intention of making it work, and I think he really do care about this girl. And I feel that the girl is actually just in a moment na parang, what am I gonna do? Like, how am I gonna fix this, and how I'm gonna make this work? So
yeah.
You know.
All right. We were supposed to take one more call. It's about her husband who comes in less than 3 minutes. I have not had the chance to get this girl, though, to respond. Let me just try one call. We'll try to make this really fast. If she doesn't answer, I'll move her to the Tuesday episode. But let's just see, because she hasn't been online for 4 hours. But it's already almost 1 p.m., right, Manila time, so... You know what? I'll give it 4 rings, and that's good enough for me. Ladies, I really appreciate you being on the show today. I encourage everybody to check out the podcast. It's called Bewitches. Of course, Tina Wells, Amanda Calling on that podcast. They were really gracious to be here hanging out with us. Great storytelling, good advice. Had a lot of fun with the both of you, so I appreciate you spending time. And hey, man, if there's anything going on, and you want to make another stop here on the podcast, just, you know, send me a message, Instagram, or you want to send it through Moises from Viva, whatever. But we'd love to have you two back on the show. I think you guys did great.
Can we plug our Instagram page also?
Yeah,
our
Instagram, for sure. Go.
Our Instagram and TikTok is b.witchesph. We have a Facebook page as well.
Sounds good. All right. Tina, anything else?
Yeah, so yeah, that's it. Thank you, Mo, for like having us. And great, great show. And thank you for actually making me say stuff again.
Yeah, I thought that was really fun. And, you know, welcome back. After all these years on the podcast, you've been here again several times before.
I might go back because I'm going to be hearing stuff.
Oh, yeah, people. Yeah. You're going to have to answer for some of this shit. I didn't want to get to the every single detail because I want you to be able to probably tell your story on your show, right? I think this is a really good way for people to go, oh my God, I'm gonna go to Bewitches and listen to the positions and the
you'll hear everything on the podcast.
How big was that dick? Was it a really huge penis?
Oh my God. It's huge, but I can say that I've had bigger.
What? You mean longer or thicker? Like, what is it?
I mean, like, yes, he is black and all that jazz, but it's good, but I've seen bigger.
Really?
Can I just say, like, I saw Chris Brown's dick online.
Uh-huh.
Chris Brown's bigger than his.
Pero Pilipino.
Oh my God, I'm so online. Shit. Why am I saying this?
No. Seeing somebody online seeing it online.
And, camera, so it looks bigger.
Yeah, baka wide angle lang. Yung but may, okay, ito. May nakita ka ba ng Pilipino na mas malaki?
Wala.
I knew it.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, girls. Appreciate you guys. Have a good day, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. This has been Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 32. And again, Bewitches on Apple, on Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget, it's coming out on YouTube as well. So make sure to check it out when it does. Tina and Amanda on that show. Bye, ladies. Bye, everybody. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye.
You've evolved a lot, Narene, through the years, Mo.
Oh, thanks.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.